Hello everyone, my name is Adam Oakley. I'm an author from the UK, and tonight's bedtime story is called Arthur, the Anxious Ant. I hope you enjoy it. Arthur, the Anxious Ant. Arthur was an anxious ant, and his mind was a mess. He'd wake up feeling nervous and fearful of the nest, while all the other ants would wake and wake up feeling great. Arthur would be worried, like there was a mistake. He'd fret and think and ponder on things that could go wrong, while other ants were happy and they'd break into song. All is well, all is great, the day is fresh and new, and when the day is over, we are happy and renewed. But Arthur did not like the songs. He was caught up in his head. He was obsessed with bad things that could happen in the nest. He'd think of things that could go wrong, and soon enough they did. He filled his mind with worries, and soon he became sick. He couldn't move, he couldn't work, and the ants all gathered round, and instead of seeing sickness, the ants made him feel proud. Every day they'd come to him, and they'd say, "Well done, dear Arthur. Your mind, it can do anything, and you're showing us your power." Arthur did not get it, at least not at all at first. He felt he was a failure, and that made him feel worse. But every day the ants would come and compliment his mind. They'd say his mind was such a force it could influence his life. "If thoughts feel bad, then brush them off," the ants would come and say. "You do not have to keep yourself in pain in any way. And if you look for pleasant thoughts, the ones that feel like peace, then these thoughts are the friendly ones. They'll put you on your feet." For weeks and weeks it went on, and Arthur did not get it. His thoughts were purely negative, and he wanted to forget it. "I want a different way," he said. "I want my mind now free. If there's a better version of me, then I would like to see." And then at once he saw it. It flashed into his mind. He saw himself back on his feet, happy, doing fine. He was a happy version. He appreciated things. He went about his life believing he could do all things. And then he felt his body move. He felt a burst of life. And new thoughts then did enter through the space in Arthur's mind. "I can do all things," he said. "Success is natural for me. I like to have my mind set on the things that work for me. This nest is very safe. The ants, they care for me. My life is safe, I am secure, and I can be happy." And then Arthur, up he stood. The ants around could tell. They looked in his direction, and together they all yelled,
"Arthur is now one of us. With his true self he's aligned. And now he sees his power all begins within his mind."
And then Arthur, he noticed, the less his thoughts would struggle, the more his thoughts were positive and feeling less like trouble. His days became more easy, his energy was high, and all because the power was always in his mind. And that's the end of tonight's story. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to read or hear more from me, all of my books for kids and grown-ups can be found at adamoakleybooks.com. Now, if it's time for you to go to bed, then have a wonderful sleep. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another bedtime story. Good night.